Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Sukkah daf Dalid, and the Oz Brothers Tzuris daf. We're starting Gimel Amud Beis about a third of the way up at the two dots with the words Tani Rebbe Yomer, and the Oz Brothers Tzuris daf. It's right at the top of daf Dalid. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Shar Bas Biyakim Moshe Hernish Amal should have an Aliyah. So we're begins by discussing what's considered the minimum shear, the minimum size a house is that now it has the din of a bias, and there's many things relevant. For example, are you have to put mezuzah on the door if it's a house? Yes. If not, then no. Another din is regarding maestris. We know that when fruit or vegetables are picked and they're still out in the field, they're not chayv yet meiser because we haven't finished their processing yet. You could eat from them aray, you could just snack on them without having to take off meiser. However, once they are roye pene habayis, they come into the house or they're right near the house, so then one is chayv take off meiser for them. So this is considered a bias. It is kaveya for meiseris. That's the word, that's the phrase. Whereas if it's not a house, it's not kaveya for meiser. So the Gemara tells us, Tanu, we have a bias. Rebbe tells us, regarding a house, arba amos, it has to be 4x4 amos. Alf pishe ain shom arba defanos, even though it doesn't have four walls, maybe it only has three walls, but they cover an area of 4x4 amos, that's considered a house in regards to all the dinim of a bias. Now, Rav Shimon says, arba defanos, alf pishe ain shom arba amos. It has to have four walls, even if they don't cover an area of 4x4 amos, it has to have four walls, and then it's considered a bias. Now, this big machlok has how to read the next Gemara. Are we garis it? Are we not? Do we switch it around? So we're not going to be garis these next words of Yehuda Omer arba amos arba defanos. Rather, we continue with a Mishnah, Maseches Maestris, that tells us, v'chein hoy Rabbi Yehuda mechayv mezuzah, Rabbi Yehuda is also mechayv mezuzah. Now, this is referring to a sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda, who allows a sukkah to be above 20 amos, holds that a sukkah is a diras keva. It's considered a permanent dwelling. At least throughout sukkahs, that's considered your permanent dwelling. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, then not only is your sukkah going to be keveh for maestris, for example, if you bring in unprocessed fruits or vegetables, and now they come into your sukkah on sukkahs, that's keveh them for maestris, just like a house. Same thing, your sukkah is chayv mezuzah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, skip the parentheses, and the Gemara says, Mistabed Rabbi Yehuda yoyde le'ilin rabbanon. It's logical to say that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to those rabbanon, that's Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon of the first brass that we quoted. Namely, he would say that if a house either has four walls, but it doesn't cover 4x4 amos, or if it does cover 4x4 amos, but it doesn't have four walls, either which way it has a din of a bias. And that's because if he holds that a sukkah has a din of a bias, of course he would hold that a structure that at least looks like a house and functions as a house, even if it's missing one or the other, of course he would hold that it has a din of a house. However, Ilan Rabbanon, lo yodin Rabbi Yehuda, those other rabbanon do not agree to Rabbi Yehuda, shalf bi sheyashom arba amos barba defanos, even if your sukkah has four amos and four walls, that doesn't make a difference. Shepetur min amazozo, it's patur from amazozo, ve'enu tevelos b'maisris, and it's not tevel for maiser, meaning it's not kaveh for maiser, it doesn't now give a din of tevel to this food. And that's because these other rabbanon, and really the majority of the chamim, don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. They hold that a sukkah is diras arai, and it doesn't make a difference how big or how fancy or how nice it is, it's still a diras arai, so it's not chayv in mezuzah, and it's not tevel for maiser. Now we continue talking about the walls of the sukkah, and we're going to have this machlokes, how many walls does a sukkah need? So Shimon Amar, he tells us arba, a sukkah needs four walls, whereas Rabban Amar, the Rabban say shalosh, a sukkah only needs three walls. Now both Rabban Shimon and the Rabban agree that the last wall, that would be the third one for the Rabbanon or the fourth one for Rabban Shimon, only has to be a tefach, it doesn't have to be a full wall, but they still argue how many walls we need to have. Now the question is, matam in the Rabbanon, what's the source of the Rabbanon? And the answer is because the pasuk tells us sukkah, sukkah, sukkah. It tells us the word sukkah is three times in the pasuk. First time it says basukkas teishu shivas yamim, then it says kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukkas, and then it says l'man yedu darseichem ki basukkas hayshavti. So we have three times the word sukkah. Hare shalosh, that's three. Dalon amar alpha on the top, achas l'malon, that tells us one above, meaning one is a tell us that we have to have schach, as we had said sukkah is al shem schach, and ushtaim l'maton, two are below, meaning we have to have two walls. And vashlishis, what about the third wall? Midivrayim, that's just a chiv d'rabbanon to have that third wall. And matam d'Rab Shimon, what's Rab Shimon's source? And the answer is sukkas, sukkas, sukkos, malay. What does this mean? So really, the word is read sukkas, sukkas, sukkos, as we had read it before. However, the first two times, it doesn't have a vav, samach, chaf, vav, saf, and therefore it could be read as sukkas, which means one sukkah. Therefore, we read it as sukkas, sukkas, sukkos, because the third time it actually has that vav. And so I write arba, that tells us we have four words sukkah. The first two are singular, and then the third time that we have sukkos, that's double, that's plural, so it's a total of four. That tells achas l'malon, one for up above, for the schach, v'sholosh l'maton, and three down below, meaning we have to have three walls of a sukkah midaraisa, v'rvias midarayan, and the fourth one is midarabanon. Now, Rabbi Chiya Ad Amar, he says, the train amarayan, we have machlik samarayim, chan amar tam midarabanon, v'chorna amar tam midarab shemin. One of them gives a different reason for Rabbanon, and the other one gives a different reason for Rab Shimon, and the reason why they don't like these original reasons is because to say that that last wall is only din d'rabbanon is not kishmak. We want to have a source d'iraisa for that wall. Therefore, they have a totally different source. So we continue, matam d'rabbanon, what's the source of d'rabbanon? We have a different pasuk in Yeshaya that tells us, v'sukkah tiel etzel yoyim mechayrev, and the sukkah will be for the shade during the day from the sun. Harei achas l'malon, so that's one up above that tells us you have to have the schach, and then we have sukkah, 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 the three times in the pasuk that we quoted before, harei shalish, that's three for three walls. Now, matam d'rabbanon, what's Rab Shimon's source? And he quotes the same pasuk, v'sukkah tiel etzel yoyim mechayrev, harei achas l'malon, that's one up above, and then sukkah, sukkah, sukkos, malay, we have a single, single, and then a double, harei arba, so that's a total of four. So now we have a source, mida oiraisa, from the pasuk pasuk for all the walls, even the last one. Rabbanan Kesarin Shomun Talmud Reb Shimon v'Talmud Rabbanan Min Hadein Kuraya. The Rabbanan Kesarin, they heard or they learned the source of Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan from the following pasuk, which is the pasuk we just quoted before. However, they delve into it deeper. The pasuk tells us sukkah tilatzel yoyem mechayrev, and a sukkah shall be for shade during the day from the heat. Harei achas, that's one. Then the pasuk continues by saying ulamechso ulamistar, for shelter and refuge. Harei shtayim, that's another one. And then the pasuk says mizeru matar, from wind and rain. So Rabbanan avdin mizeru matar achas. The Rabbanan read these words zerum and matar as one thing, so that's a third wall. Whereas Reb Shimon avdin mizeru matar shtayim. Reb Shimon treats these words zerum and matar as two separate things. Therefore, it's an additional two walls for a total of four. And v'tani kumen if a price like this, like the Rabbanan shtayim kel chasan vashlish safi lo tefach, two walls kel chasa, meaning it has to be a minimum of 7 tefachim long and 10 tefachim high, and the third one's allowed to be just a tefach long. And now we're getting to a little description of how we set up these walls. So Rechia says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, shtayim shal arba arba tefachim vashlishes afilu tefach kosher. If we even just have two walls that are 4 tefachim long each and the third one's a tefach, that's kosher. Now how is that possible? Because we know that the minimum size of a kosher wall is 7 tefachim, not 4. And so it's explained as follows. Try to put on your visualization cap, because at least in the Ezra Hadar Gemara over here, there's no pictures. And the idea is as follows. If you want to use your Gemara as a little bit of a help, just imagine that the left side of the page has a wall that's 4 tefachim, and that's going to be on the bottom left, let's say. And that means that the rest of the left side of the page till the top left corner is empty. There's nothing there. So that's airspace. So within 3 tefachim of the end of that 4 tefach board, you're going to put the other board starting to go across the top of the page. So now that we have these two boards within 3 tefachim of each other, what's that called? Lavud. Lavud closes gaps. So here we have one wall on the left-hand side, which is considered 7 tefachim. Again, that's 4 tefachim of actual board of wall and a little bit less than 3 tefachim of airspace, and that's officially closed. Now we have the same thing on the top, because we have our 4 tefach board on the top, and then we have empty space till the end of the page on the top right, and right over there, you're going to put the 1 tefach board, so now that closes the gap with the one on top, so we have two walls over there, and then the third one is a tefach that's on the top right side. We don't need to close that, because we just said the third wall could just be a tefach. And now we get into more detailed discussion, just with regular walls. We have two boards of 7 and one of 1. How is that setup supposed to be done properly? Rav Ishaya Bai, Rav Ishaya asks as follows, let's say that one tefach board was put in the middle, what's the din? Meaning, is the only proper way to make this sukkah out of two walls and a third that's a tefach, like an L that has a one tefach board attached to it? If you take a look at the bottom right of the amud over here, that's the picture labeled Aleph. It kind of looks like a hangman's noose, where you have the 2 7 tefach boards meeting up at a right angle, and then the one tefach board is just coming out the end of one of those, so maybe that's the only kosher way to set it up. Or, what the Gemara just asked, perhaps if it's coming out the middle, it's also okay. That would be the next picture, that's picture Bays, where we have the 2 7 tefach boards completely parallel to each other, and then the one tefach board is just coming out of one of them. So that's what's considered in the middle. It's really in the middle of these two boards. Is that also kosher? Maybe the reason why it's not is because the sukkah is totally open. It's called mefulish. You can walk right through it. It looks like it's a little pathway. You could just walk right through the sukkah in one end and out the other. So perhaps it's not kosher with these minimum size walls. The Gemara continues, Chazva Amar, then he went back and said, Oysen shalarba tefachim shenasana be'emtza mahin. Let's say we have a 4 tefach board in the middle. What would be the din with that? Over here, it's slightly different. We still have our 2 7 tefach boards parallel to each other. However, they're pretty far apart and slightly less than 3 tefachim off of one of those boards. We have a 4 tefach long wall, which is perpendicular to it. And so since within 3 tefachim, we have a 7 tefach wall here as well. And so technically we have 3 7 tefach walls. The problem is we still have this open pathway going through. The whole other side of the 4 tefach wall is completely open that you can walk through. Now, Yaakov Racha tells us, Kaldein Ovda Asa Kumi Rab Yasa, something just like this came from Rab Yasa, Va'achsher, and he said it was kosher. And Mitani can be brass like this, Chatzar Shamudin Makifin Isa. We have a Chatzar that has pillars surrounding the whole thing, Harei Amudin Kidfan Ois. These pillars are considered like walls. Even though you could walk in one end and out the other, and it's not completely sealed off, it doesn't make a difference. It's still considered halachic walls, and that's fine. Asik Marva Masnisa Pligo, we have a brass that's not like this. What does it tell us? Asuyas Kelchasan, Ksheirais. Shalai Kelchasan, Psulais. If they're made Kelchasa, then they're kosher. If they're not made Kelchasa, then they're pasul. And Sovereign Meimar Be'emtza. The Havamina is that when it means Shalai Kelchasa, it's referring to where that third wall is in the middle, and it's open to be able to go through. And so we see that this is pasul. Really, if we want to make a kosher, we have to seal off one end completely. You can't walk in one end and go out the other. However, Amar Shmuel, yes, like he tells us that no, Elu Shalai Kenegad Elu. That Bryce was referring to where the walls weren't parallel to each other. One was situated slightly off, and that's why it's pasul. Now we get into more detailed discussion about this one tefach board. Rav Amar, he tells us, Oysa Shal Tefach, that one board of a tefach, that third wall, Tzrich Shetei Meshuchem and HaKaisel. We take out that word tefach, that last word of the sentence. Rav's telling us that it has to be pulled off of the wall. What does that mean? So if we're going to do it like we originally have it drawn, again, if you're using the Eyes of Hadar Gemara, it's going to be that first picture on the bottom right. It just looks like a hangman's noose. The reason why that's problematic is because the only part of the sukkah that's going to be kosher is the one tefach of space on the inside part of the sukkah, which is being covered by the one tefach board on one side and the seven tefach halacha board on the other side. Or maybe even a diagonal line is going to be able to be drawn from the short wall to the end of the long wall. But the bottom line is, the entire technical square of the sukkah is not considered to be covered by walls. And we want the entire inside of the sukkah to be kosher, and therefore it has to be mashach min ha-kaisel, said Rav. What does it mean, mashach min ha-kaisel? That one tefach wall is actually not connected to the two walls that are joined at a right angle. It's situated parallel to the end of one of them. For example, you just look at your Gemara. Imagine you have a wall going across the top and the left-hand side. Where are you going to put that third wall, which is a tefach? You go to the bottom right and put it over there. So then, ki'ilu, if you would draw a line upwards and towards the left, so then you'd be covering the entire inside of the sukkah, and that's the only way that this one tefach wall is kosher, covering the whole sukkah. Now, Shmuel argues and says that no, afil kenusa kama, even if it's situated really inside, it doesn't make a difference. Reinus ha'kilu hi yotzei, we view it as if it's drawn off the wall. In other words, we view it as if the entire sukkah is covered by walls, and it's totally fine to have it like we originally said, that's shaped like a hangman's noose, and that's no problem. Dalam is on top, we continue with this. Rav quotes Chinan Rabba Shlamyo, who quotes Rav Yirmiyo, who says b'shem Rav, so here's a different sheet of what Rav said. Afil kenusa kama, reinus ha'kilu hi yotzei, even if it is set very much in, meaning it's like the original way we described it, it's not a problem, we view it as if it's out, so this is definitely not like the original sheet of Rav that we brought. Rav Yaakov Acha Amar, he says that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, they argue chad kodein v'chad kodein, one holds like this and one holds like that. And we have a story. Kahana va'asa tu chash v'yidin olin v'havin kumi Rav. They went up and they had a whole discussion with Rav. And how did they come out from the discussion? Kadada Shmuel. The Rav ended up agreeing that it's like Shmuel, that this one tefach wall could be connected to the other two and it doesn't have to be drawn off of it. Now Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi says b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Levi v'hushtein asun b'soich shloisha tefachim kilchayayim. It has to be set within three tefachim like a lechi. The same way that when we have a mavoi, an alleyway, that we have to be machshir somehow to be able to carry here on Shabbos. So one of the ways to do that is to put a lechi up, which is a post at the entranceway to the mavoi. It's only considered a lechi if it's within three tefachim of the side of the doorway of the mavoi. And it's the same thing over here, says Rabbi Shua ben Levi. In order for this one tefach wall to be kosher, it can't be connected to one of the boards. It has to be a little bit off of it, but within three tefachim still, and that's like a lechi, and that's the way to machshir the sukkah. Now we're going to be getting to a whole discussion regarding kelayim and Shabbos, and eventually we're going to discussion to a sukkah. So let's understand two different things. First of all, regarding kelayim, we know that kelayim is forbidden mixtures. We're not allowed to plant certain things together. So let's say we have a vineyard. We can't plant wheat in that vineyard, and we can't even plant wheat near the vineyard. There has to be a mechitza in between the kerem and the chita, or in between the whatever two different minim we want to plant. Now, we have a similar din regarding Shabbos. When we have Rosh Hashanah, we can't carry there on Shabbos. However, we have an area which is surrounded by walls, surrounded by mechitzas, that could be considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and then we are allowed to carry inside. Now, there's a big difference between the mechitzas regarding kelayim and the mechitzas regarding Shabbos. Mechitzas regarding Shabbos have to be surrounding the entire area to render them Rosh Hashanah Yachid, whereas the mechitzas regarding kelayim don't have to be all the way around. It could just be a flat line, and that's considered a valid mechitza. Now, another din regarding kelayim is even if we don't have a physical mechitza, if we have something that's technically considered a mechitza, that's also fine. We could plant two different minim on the opposite sides of this technical mechitza. And the main thing we're discussing over here is the concept of tzuras ha-pesach. Literally, tzuras ha-pesach means the frame of an opening, and that would basically be the frame of your door. Every time you look at a doorway, that's a tzuras ha-pesach. You have the two posts on the side, you have the bar or whatever it is on top, so that's regular tzuras ha-pesach. Now, even though the door is open, or maybe there isn't even a door at all, since we have this shape of a tzuras ha-pesach, that's considered a mechitza. And so the Gemara tells us, Rav Shimon ben Lakish says, Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak ben Chanina, not arba konim ba arba zaviyos shel kerem, if a person placed four posts in the four corners of a vineyard, v'kasher gemi milamalon, and he tied some sort of reed or string above, on top, connecting these four, matzal mishum peya, that saves the entire thing because it's peya. Now, anytime the Gemara over here uses the word peya, it means tzuras ha-pesach, and the reason why the word peya is often used to describe this is because very often the string that they would use was made out of braided twigs or strings, something like that, and the word peya means braided. But again, the idea of peya means tzuras ha-pesach, and when we say that's matzal mishum peya, that means that we have four tzuras ha-pesach, four door frame looking things over here, because any side that you're on, that you're looking at this kerem, you have two posts on the side and then a string on top of them. So that's a tzuras ha-pesach over there, which means that even though there aren't actually any physical mechitzas around this kerem, it's just four posts and a string on top, it's like it's completely surrounded by mechitzas and you could plant stuff right outside. Now Rabbi Yochanan clarifies, kim mechitzas Shabbos, kim mechitzas kelayim. The same way we have mechitzas regarding Shabbos, that's the same din regarding mechitzas of kelayim. And there's a din by Shabbos mechitzas that we can't have a tzuras ha-pesach that's more than 10 amos wide. By Shabbos, if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, that's fine. It doesn't have to be completely covered by a wall, because obviously you have to have a door to go in and out on Shabbos. However, it can't be more than 10 amos wide, or else that's not considered valid tzuras ha-pesach. Rabbi Yochanan's telling us it's the same exact thing by kelayim. No, Rabbi Yochanan tells us, there's a story that Rabbi Shimon Karcha went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri to Neginar, and Varehu saw the achas ubeis rasa, he showed him a field, and it was called Beis Rasa, and there was breaches in and the walls surrounding it more than 10 amos wide. And he took beams and he closed it up a little bit. And he took stakes of wood and also tried to close it up a little bit. Until he made it narrower. This gap in the fence was less than 10 amos wide. And Amar, he told him, just like this, is the same thing with the Mechitzah of Shabbos. This is right what we just said, that both in regards to Shabbos and Kelayim, if you want to have it Surah of Pesach, that's fine. It can't be wider than 10 amos. Now, Rabzeir says, Rish Lakish does agree that regarding Shabbos, she'ain't not paying matzalos yesir me'eser. Peah, Tzurusa Pesach is not going to help you more than 10 amos wide. We're going to stop here for the day, but back up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.